It's Tuesday, March 23rd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In one last-ditch effort to retain some Christian witness in public schools, First Liberty Institute appealed a Christian high school football coach's firing to the Ninth Circuit Court. Sadly, they lost. Last Thursday, the court ruled against Coach Joseph Kennedy's appeal, coming 6 years after he was fired from the Bremerton, Washington School District for praying after football games. The coach would take a knee on the field and offer a quote-unquote private prayer, an action that was taken as bothersome and unacceptable by the district. First Liberty is committed to continuing the fight. The group offered this comment on the appeals court decision. Quote, "Today's opinion threatens the rights of millions of Americans who simply want to be able to freely exercise their faith without fear of losing their job. We plan to appeal, and we hope the Supreme Court will right this wrong." End quote. Listen to this from Psalm 109, verses 2 through 4. "For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful have opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have all surrounded me with the words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my accusers. But here it is, I give myself to prayer." The Roman Catholic Church is dividing on the matter of homosexuality. The Austrian Priests Initiative is calling for disobeying the Vatican's prohibition of blessings for same-sex perversions. The group representing 385 priests plans to go ahead with the so-called, quote, blessings, end quote. The statement issued on March 16th, translated from the German, states, quote, "This is a relapse into times that we had hoped, with Pope Francis, to be overcome. In solidarity with so many, we will not reject any loving couple in the future who asks to celebrate God's blessing, which they experience every day in a worship service." End quote. Proverbs 13, verse 20 reminds us that he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. More than the usual foolishness is reported with young people on spring break in Florida. Police have arrested 1,000 people since February 3rd. That's double the number they arrested last year, reports The Guardian. 100 of the arrests occurred last weekend in Miami Beach. Police shot pepper balls into the crowd Saturday night, reports CNN. The rise of fundamentalist Islam in Indonesia has resulted in the enforcement of the hijab for women of all faiths for some areas of the country. However, a Christian girl in Padang complained, and her case was addressed by the Minister of Education and Culture, Nadeem Makarim. The resultant decree explicitly prohibits school uniforms that point to a certain religion. The student's father talked to International Christian Concern last month, saying, quote, "I am grateful that my daughter's case opened the eyes of everyone. Now they are finally aware of the persecution of faith in schools. My hope is that in Indonesia there will no longer be any form of faith persecution in schools," end quote. A Japanese district court in Sapporo has ruled the ban on homosexual faux marriage to be unconstitutional, according to the Japan Times. However, the BBC reports that the Japanese Constitution